When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here yet. Hall's pass along the line. Hall comes up looking for it, got it back. And Hasek was alive and came out of the net. He knew that was dangerous when he saw the pass hooked over in front of him. Hall dropped it behind the net. Jidnik in on Medano. Medano can't move on it. Now he does. The shot. Hasek down. Rebound. Score! Mike Medano with Dennis Hutt, with Brett Hall. The Stanley Cup has been won on a quick shot. Medano first, not in, and Brett Hull rammed it home.
Still no goal if you ask me. 27 years ago tonight, here was Lindy Ruff after the game.
Puck. We want to protest, really. I mean, that's the worst nightmare right there. Man in the crease, puck is definitely out of the crease. You can't explain that one to me.
Yep. I remember that, you know, it's so funny, the things you'll remember and the things you forget. I remember that like it was yesterday. We were in my, obviously I was at my parents' house. I was in fifth grade. It was the end of fourth grade going to be in fifth grade, right? Am I doing that right? Yes. And we were, you know, all in the basement. My parents still had like the very old furniture, but the old couch was a pull-out couch, which, you know, it was awesome. A couch and a bed, all of the same thing. Whatever will they think of next? And watching that on the RCA, very exciting, right? Going into overtime, Sabres need to win. They get to Dallas for game 7, and then the goal happens, and then everything that happens afterwards. And, you know, you change the rule the season after, doesn't really matter. It's about what the rule was when that goal took place. I mean, I know every town thinks they're cursed, right? I mean, except for, I don't know how anyone in Boston could say they're cursed, right? But that was blatant. There's no different understanding or different interpretation of the rule. Brett Hull's skate was clearly in the crease, which was a no-no as that game was being played. But what? Because it's 2 in the morning? We're not going to overturn the goal? You know, I still look at things that way, right? Like, oh, if this game was played at home, would this ever have happened? But 27 years ago tonight. Well, actually, I guess, no, yeah, tonight. Or no, it would have been this morning. Because it, yeah. Anyway, the Buffalo Sabres lose game 6 at home, allegedly. And the Dallas Stars win the Stanley Cup, which I believe that was the season that then the Stars at their parade dropped the Stanley Cup and they had a dent out of it, if I remember correctly. Or maybe that was just something I fell for on a morning radio show because we were still so upset with the Dallas Stars. But that was 27 years ago today. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Juneteenth. I know a lot of you are off. Banks closed. You know, towns, halls are closed. City halls, county offices. A lot of people off of work today. Maybe you're out in the yard. Maybe you're getting stuff done around the house. Maybe you're just getting ready for the USA-Australia game. And you thought, you know what? Let's listen to Beamer. As we get ready, maybe you're heading to a watch party. Maybe you're heading down to the Banshee. Whatever you're doing, thank you for making us a part of your day. A lot of stuff I want to get into today that's kind of flown under the radar all week. So every day, I have 2 hours, right? So I usually plan 4 hours of material. And then, like, when I'm in for David, I plan 5 hours, or for Tom, 5 hours of material. I always assume something's either not going to work, no one wants to talk about it, or I'll get sick talking about it, and I'll move on to another topic. So I always over-plan. But a lot of the stuff that's kind of been sitting there, just never got to, is stuff that, you know, I'm surprised people aren't talking about. Or it's stuff that I kind of want to double down on what's already been said. So that's what leaves like a show like today. It's a holiday. Again, most people are off. There's really not a lot of news. My gosh, you go to the news sites, not much. I mean, including WBEN.com, and don't get me wrong, we have great news there, just not a whole lot going on. I mean, obviously, you have the Iran situation already starting to fall apart, in my opinion, right? You were supposed to have the signing today. That got canceled. The Strait blocked again. So, you know, the question mark that we talked about yesterday in Iran seems to still be there. But, you know, on a holiday like today, when most government places are closed and a lot of people have off of work. I mean, it's a ghost town here in the Odyssey studios, right? I mean, not in the studios, I'm sorry, in the Odyssey offices. The studios, we're all here. But the building, Odyssey and everything around here, pretty much like a weekend when you go out to the lobby. 803-0930, star 930. If you want to talk about anything that I'm talking about today, would love to hear from you. And I'd love to hear on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, do you remember what you were doing game 6, 1999, the no goal game that we just started with we started the show with the audio from? What were you doing? How were you watching the game? Were you at the game? And did you instantly notice the skate in the crease, or did you only get mad when it started getting pointed out to you? I'll take those texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Well, we're going to start in Albany today because if there's one thing that's a consistent in Albany for as long as I've been doing radio, which I've been hosting for 8 years, I've been working at the station for 16, one thing that's been a consistent is Albany Democrats, which includes Erie County Democrats, New York Democrats, I should say, they think they know better than you, even if they've never spent a day in your field, okay? I mean, this is clear as day with individuals like Mark Poloncarz and Jeremy Zellner. These are people who think, not only do they think they know more than you, they think they're better than you, they think they're smarter than you, they talk down to their audience, they don't talk to their audience. I have never heard Poloncarz or Zellner talk to an audience. It is always with that I'm teaching you something tone. Okay? that's a lot of Democrats in New York. They think they know better than you. They think they're better than you. Let's just be honest and say what it is. And this is another bill. Now, this has been going around for 2 years. I think we talked about it at one point last year. But this is a bill. I'll give you the number. It's Bill S1464A, which would require companies with net income of more than $5 million that sell or distribute certain products to reduce packaging, making it more recyclable and reduce toxins in packaging. Similar laws exist in Oregon, Maine, California, Minnesota, and Maryland. Oh, shocker. But a local business owner is saying it's going to affect the small businesses, and the small businesses are the lifeline of our economy. Channel 7 did a story on this, and I'd like to play this story from Channel 7, talking not only about the bill, but to the business owner, the local business owner, who says this would force him to, at the very least, start taking things off the menu and probably raise prices. Here's what he has to say.
In Buffalo, now pushing back against legislation being discussed in Albany that he says would create serious challenges for his business. The Packaging Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act aims to reduce packaging waste and set standards for non-reusable packaging. But the owner of Golden Cup Coffee in Buffalo, Larry Stitz, says this will raise the cost of his coffee cups, lids, food containers, and more. Buffalo reporter Holly Kirkpatrick spoke with Stitz today about what this would mean for his business.
Yes, efforts are underway in the state Senate to reduce plastic packaging like this by putting the onus on large corporations to do just that. But the owner of this coffee shop behind me on Jefferson Avenue says it will have a trickle-down effect on small businesses like his that could be make or break.
It's going to affect the small business, and the small businesses are the lifeline of our economy.
That's the view of Larry Stitz, owner of Golden Cup Coffee, regarding a bill that has been going back and forth in the state legislature for at least 2 years. If passed, the bill would require companies with net income of more than $5 million who sell or distribute certain products to reduce packaging, make it more recyclable, and reduce toxins.
And when you talk about plastics, forks, knives, spoons.
Larry says plastics are an unavoidable part of his business. Though he understands the aim of the bill is to change that, he's concerned the cost of alternative products will be too much to bear.
They're coming out with some paper products.
And are these more expensive?
Oh, yeah. If it came into effect and the cost is prohibitive, I would have to probably eliminate some menu items.
The average New Yorker creates about 5 pounds of trash each day, and most of it ends up in landfill. Or worse, your coffee cup lid from here ends up to here, with the toxins leaking into our waterways and eventually poisoning us. The bill phases in new rules, aiming to reduce packaging by 30% over 12 years, so people like Larry may not feel the impact right away. The bill stalled in the most recent legislative session, which ended in early June. It won't be discussed again until January 2027.
So, that's all part of this environmental push, right, on top of the electrification. And, of course, hey, they're not going to pass it now. The governor's up for re-election. There's members of the state Senate, like Jeremy Zellner, who are up for election, and members of the assembly, like Pat Burke, who are up for election. So they don't want to have to campaign and answer questions on this. But let's be honest, if Kathy Hochul is re-elected, if people like Pat Burke are re-elected, this is the kind of legislation. You heard Pat Burke say on this program 2 days ago, he's an environmentalist. And again, whatever you want, whatever you think about the environment, there are people that cannot front the bill for these added costs. Why is everything that's environmental more expensive? Can anyone explain that to me? Why does being environmental, why does being green mean the most expensive of everything? And you look at, this small business owner, he owns Golden Cup Coffee at Jefferson and Utica. I mean, you're gonna run guys like him out of business. And if he says anything to his state senator or to his member of the assembly, it goes in one ear right out the other. I've talked to business owners who have tried to talk to the Jeremy Zellners of the world, who have tried to talk to the Poloncarzes of the world, the Burks of the world. They don't listen. It goes in one ear, out the other. They don't care. As long as you're, let's be honest, they don't even care if you go out of business. They don't care about small business. Remember, Sean Ryan was going to have a small business liaison. How's that working out? Has that made small business easier in Buffalo? They don't care about the small business owner. Now, the texter says the law says it would be for businesses over $5 million. They're talking about the manufacturing companies that provide the stores with the merchandise, texter. So, yes, it would affect Golden Cup Coffee and all other small businesses. The $5 million is for the manufacturer. And regardless, the same manufacturer that's making things for Golden Cup Coffee is making things for, you know, the bigger corporations. So they're going to have to change what they're making anyway, regardless of the $5 million, you know, of the $5 million. They're going to have to make stuff. They're going to have to change for their big corporate partners. But again, this is New York State putting this green agenda and saying, hey, this is what it is. We're going to outlaw. We're going to make it mandatory that you buy the more expensive products. And they're going to do away with the plastic forks, the plastic spoons. I mean, we've seen the fight. I can't believe we still have plastic straws in New York State. Paper straws are just awful. And it is going to hurt the small. Eventually, it's going to hurt the small businesses. Because the products they're getting are the same products are from companies that are manufacturing things for the big companies. So it would pretty much make those things not able to get in New York State. Now, someone on the text board says, remember when you guys were losing your minds about plastic bags being eliminated? Guess what? The world hasn't ended yet. Yeah, you're right. But I have to pay 5, 10, 15, 20 cents for per bag. And it is, you remember, I'm glad this texter brought it up. You remember how much more convenient the plastic bag was when you go out of state? Like when you go out of state and go to a state that actually allows the constituents to make their decisions in life, you can go to like a Kroger. And, oh my God, you remember how great it is to have a plastic bag or to line your paper bag with the plastic bag so you can carry it out. Remember those? And the funny thing about the bill is you can't give out the plastic bags. However, you can buy 100 plastic bags at Tops for $5.99 and bring them with you. So they really loosely use the word eliminated. 803-0930, *930. Tim in Lockport. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Tim. You got a question for me?
Yeah, man. You're talking about Pat Burke and all these guys, but when you had Pat on the line the other day, you never asked him any real follow-up questions to the topics.
Which one should I have push back further on?
One, the electrification of New York State. I mean, you let him give his explanation, but then you never had any follow-up questions to really dig into him. I mean, you talk real serious about him when he's not on the phone, but then when you got him on the line for all of us to hear, you don't give him the questions that we're hoping to hear.
Huh. Yeah, I should have pushed back with the affordability like I did on Zellner. I was kicking myself about that when the interview was over.
All we hear is these guys just giving us nonstop BS constant, but then we're hoping somebody like you is going to hold the feet to the fire and actually push him up against the wall, because we can't.
No, and Tim, I'm not saying you're absolutely right, and I deserve that criticism. I will push back just a little bit and say, on the reason he was on the show, I did push back on his reasoning of only pointing to West Seneca and not looking at his own party and what's happening in Tonawanda, in the city of Buffalo, and with Jeremy Zellner. But you are correct. I should have asked the affordability question. As I asked Zellner on Sunday, I should have pushed back on the electrification and the, quote, I'm an environmentalist. That was a that's a miss on me, Tim, and I will own it.
I appreciate that. I like your show, man. Keep it up. And just do me, just with this election coming up, this Rahmic nonsense happening, start, just do you, Bella Villa, all these guys, start holding these guys to the fire.
You got
it,
man.
Sick of it, dude. Either, they got to go, man. It ain't going to happen unless we got people like you pushing them, you know, throwing them up against the wall.
You got it. You got it. I will definitely get Burke back on to follow up. I promise that. Tim in Lockport, I appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. I'd love to know, are there any small business owners, I'm sure there are, that want to call in and just, you know, this is something that I know I have harped on, and COVID really exposed it, but this is something I know I've harped on. For small business owners, how difficult is it to continue doing business in New York State? You can add Erie County and Buffalo onto that, but New York State, what difficulties does the state itself pose to small business? I'd love to hear from a small business owner that's had a deal with the BS from New York State. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on WBEN. It is Friday. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you were, the call is still out for some small business owners. If you'd like to call in and talk about just how difficult it is to do business in the state of New York, I would love to hear from you. But I'd like to go now to just this fairy light, this alternative reality that so many people have found themselves in. This was on social media today, and oh, the person deleted it? Really? Here it is. So this is someone on X that has over 3 million followers, and they wrote, "It makes me happy that the Bushes showed up as well," speaking of the Obama library opening. "Remember what America was like before polarization. It wasn't that long ago." And just, where were you? Were you not present 20, 22 years ago? It's fine if you weren't, but can we stop with this lie that Trump was the first Republican president that Democrats called Nazi and fascist? Can we stop this lie? This, oh, remember when we weren't so divided? Yeah, there was a time when we weren't so divided, but the name calling was all what was happening. The second term of George Bush, it's kind of the one thing I don't understand why George Bush, just like Mitt Romney, why these individuals, the way the media treated them, and then they go and, you know, George Bush doesn't want to call out the media after the way they treated him for 8 years. You had Keith Olbermann, and this is back when media companies had some standards. This Keith Olbermann got suspended for calling Bush a fascist. Do you remember this? This is the ABC story of when Olbermann was about to go back to work.
MSNBC says Keith Olbermann will be back on the air tomorrow night. The anchor was suspended without pay Friday for making campaign contributions to three Democratic candidates for Congress. It's a move that raises questions about the change.
Oh, that's not it. I'm sorry. That's the wrong clip. But he was suspended for calling Bush a fascist. This was the clip. This is the clip from 2006 on MSNBC when Olbermann just goes on a tirade. And we're supposed to believe that, hey, this is all Trump's fault. Trump divided us. It was Trump. Again, did you have the blinders on? Did Will Smith get you with the Men in Black thing that erases your mind? Did you forget the 8 years of George Bush? And we have to go through like it was a, oh, it was a, we were all together singing Kumbaya. No, we weren't attacking one another. Yes, you were. Regularly. There wasn't social media like there is now. So you would have to have been watching something like an MSNBC or that Al Gore station. I think it was called Current. But it was happening. And they were using the same language, right? Bush is a Nazi. Bush is a fascist. Bush is a sexist. Bush is a racist. The same crap they've used for Bush, for Romney, for Trump. But we're supposed to believe that the division is all because Donald Trump actually gives it back. And again, I am not the most in agreement with a lot of the stuff he says, right? I wish some of the social media stuff, I think, just makes it more difficult for him. It gives the media something else to focus on, okay? Then, you know, the fraud and everything else that's going on. But this acting like these words weren't used before, like Democrats didn't say the same things about past Republicans before Trump appeared, it's nonsense. And the thing is, it is so difficult to find a lot of that stuff online because, you know, let's be honest, a lot of the companies run by pretty liberal people. But, regularly, they were calling Bush a Nazi. Regularly, they were calling him a fascist. Keith Olbermann's a bad example because Keith Olbermann, let's be honest, if you think George Conway has gone off the deep end, I mean, Keith Olbermann, he is so far removed from any reality. So I thought that was interesting. You know, these clips from the Obama library opening yesterday. And I mean, it does remind you that the establishment, that politics, it's just a club. I mean, it really is. To talk about the discussion we had with Pat Burke, it's just a club, right? Biden, Obama, Bush, Clinton, all together, laughing. Now, again, I'm not saying we shouldn't get together. I think we should all get along. But it does kind of confirm what a lot of people, their reasoning for voting for Trump was. That, you know, Trump wasn't in this club. That it's not just, you know, buddy-buddy and who's next in line. And I think that was the appeal of Trump. Now, do I wish Trump would be a little more, would actually be the opposite of what Democrats were like when Bush was president? Of course, there are times where I wish we could be less divisive. Because yes, I do agree, 20 years ago, it wasn't everyday division. It wasn't you wake up and it's right to, oh my gosh, you log on social media, because there was no social media, and it's just boom, boom, boom. Yes, I wish we could get back to that point. But I've not been, you know, I'm not going to be gaslit into believing or into forgetting what the conversation was like. I mean, for 8 years, we had people saying the same buzzwords about Bush that Democrats use on Trump. It's the same playbook. The same buzzwords were used on Mitt Romney that are used on Trump. It's the same stuff. So is Trump helping division? Probably not. I don't think Obama helped division much either. But more than Trump, more than Obama, I would say it's social media. Because usually you would say that in passing, you know, back in the day when we didn't have to talk politics 24/7, 365. back in the day when you would have a conversation with a like-minded person, and then you might say something like, oh, George Bush is a Nazi, which Democrats, apparently, that's their go-to, unless they're in Maine, and then Democrats like to vote for Nazis. It's very, very strange world we live in. But you would say it in passing. Now you post those things as a status update. Right? Texter said it perfectly. Years ago, folks could insult each other and later shake hands and work together. Yeah. Right? Like, I could leave well, I'm still like that. I could leave the studio and Tanner could go, Joe, that was one of your worst shows of all time. And I'd still say, all right, Tanner, you want to get a drink? I mean, come on. That's fine. That's fine. Are you saying, Texter, that, you know, 20 years ago, people were just a little tougher? Right? Wouldn't melt down with... But I would also say that the Democrats have taken the weight behind those words and made it nothing. Right? Because you're just calling everyone you don't like a Nazi. Or you're calling everyone you don't like a racist or a sexist. You know, that should be... Those should be powerful accusations. But when you just say it to someone you don't like and you have no basis to saying it, and then you support a guy who actually walks around with a Nazi tattoo, kind of confusing. Kind of confusing from our friends on the political left. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on the program. It's Pride Month. Yeah, it's Pride Month, and I want to start off by saying I have nothing against, you know, my, you live your life how you want to live your life. I'm not going to judge, okay? But I don't need it to be paraded around who you like to sleep with. Like, I don't know when our sexual orientation, like, why is, that's now we're that's the same as, your cultural, your heritage, your background, your sexual orientation. I don't care who you want to sleep with. I don't understand why is it, what exactly are we celebrating? I guess is what I'm asking. And I don't mean to be offensive. All right? And I'm going to play the millennial comment. I have gay friends. That's what millennials always say. And I do. One of my favorite people in the world is gay. No, I have nothing wrong with it. I don't understand why every baseball team has to have a pride night. We have to have pride parades. We have to have, somehow drag is now associated with pride. So all gay people like drag. That's not true. I know that for a fact that's not true. And then we have the San Francisco Giants, you had three players that put Bible verses. One player refused to wear the rainbow hat. And the MLB takes the side of, does not take the side of the players. Now, hey, if the organization wants to wear rainbow hats and rainbow jerseys, and one player says, hey, I just don't believe in that. I'd rather, you know, if I'm going to wear a rainbow, I'd like to put a Bible verse next to it. Shouldn't they have the same freedom as the person who wants to express their appreciation for the LGBT 123 community? As I said, I don't care. I don't care what you want to do with your life. I'm not anti-gay, obviously. I just don't know what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the fact that you like to sleep with this group of people. I mean, is that what we're celebrating? No one cares, you know. I mean, what I'm getting to is the York Revolution. Their players refused to wear rainbow jerseys on Pride Night, forfeiting the game. Here's the report.
Avoiding your
Rainbow Rose sent baseball team refused.
Pro, you just have
rainbow colored jerseys.
This is the story from our sister station, KYW in Philadelphia.
The team says hosting the Pride event is more important than forcing players to wear jerseys they're not comfortable with and playing the game. So they're forfeiting the game but are still holding a Pride celebration tonight at Wellspan Park. It'll be free to attend. The team is making a $10,000 donation to the Rainbow Rose Center, which serves the LGBTQ community in York County.
Police in Montgomery.
I go back to, you want to, hey, if individual teams want to have Pride Night, that's fine. I think that's the kind of thing you would run by your players first, instead of putting yourself in an embarrassing situation like this, where your players refuse to wear the jersey, so now you're just going to hold the event without a game. I would also argue that most people going to a baseball game, a hockey game, a football game, they're there for the game. They don't need the recognizing of what the pride fan of the game. Like, to me, I'm sorry, celebrating sexual orientation to me is a little weird. And I just don't know where we got to the point where if you're gay, that's the same as your heritage, the same as your, you know, we have different, obviously, different, you know, you have different months that you celebrate, right? We have Black History Month, obvious reasons that we have, you know, Black History Month to celebrate Black history. As Morgan Freeman says, though, there should be no Black History Month because Black history is history. It's American history, right? I don't get the Pride Month. I don't get the Pride Day at a baseball or a football game. And again, I'm not anti-gay. I just don't understand why. Does anyone care what my sexual preference is? Like, do I need to put that on my social media? No. I don't understand why we have to celebrate. Why and why it's forced. If someone is uncomfortable, if that's against what they believe, well, number one, you have to realize there are people who don't agree with it, right? There are people who aren't comfortable with it. And the last thing they want is it paraded around before they go and play a baseball game. So, and now we're seeing it with the Giants. We saw it with this baseball team in York, Pennsylvania. Again, disclaimer, I've got nothing against. Do what you do. Live your life. You only get one. Make the most of it. But don't be offended when there are people who don't want your sexual orientation, you know, paraded around. They don't want to go to a baseball game and, you know, have to hear about your love journey. And that's not because you're gay. No one wants to hear about my love journey. You want me to get on the radio and talk about the last 8 years of my life with my wife? I think people would get sick of that. Like, okay, Joe, that's a little too much. But don't be surprised if someone does not want to. It's not even not want to celebrate you. It's just, again, you're going to a baseball game. I remember the first time I went. I remember going to a Sabres game against the Penguins, and it was the Pride game. Now I was like, okay, that's strange. This wasn't printed on. This wasn't on my my Apple Wallet ticket. But, you know, I didn't think anything of it. But again, there are people who, well, number one, they might not agree with your lifestyle. And number two, there are people, again, they don't, what, they have to, now I have to explain it to my son. Like, if I take my son to the Pride game and my son goes, hey, what are we celebrating? And I have to say, we're celebrating that those two guys or those two women love each other. Really? That's what I have to say? I have to explain Pride to my son, what, in 3 years when he's six? Because I took him to a hockey game and they gave him a rainbow towel? 803-0930, star 930. I'd love to know. I hear someone on the text board. We don't have to know your sexual orientation, but every show you get to mention your wife a dozen times. So we do know. Imagine a gay radio host 15 years ago mentions his husband or her wife they'd have careers about a week long. You get to do it without thinking, and could have for the last 60 years if you wanted. Well, I'm not 60 years old, so I couldn't have done it for the last 60 years. And your point's taken, but that's not the case today. That's not the case in 2026. To me, it's just, it's a little strange, right? I take my son to a game that's celebrating a certain heritage. Well, that's easy to explain, right? It's easy to explain to my son why this is something we're celebrating. Like today, it'd be easy to explain to my son that we are celebrating Juneteenth for a very good reason. It's the official National Independence Day. That it's the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States. It marks the day in 1865 when federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas to ensure all enslaved people were freed more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. That is very easy to explain to my son when he asks, Dad, why are we off today? Well, we are off for good reason. We are off to celebrate the official end of slavery in the United States. That's a beautiful thing to celebrate, the end of slavery. It's a little more awkward to explain what Pride Month is. And again, I'm for you doing whatever you want to do, okay? Love who you love. We could all be gone tomorrow. I am not one to judge. But you do have to understand why some people might be a little uncomfortable. 803-0930, starting 30, back after this.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And for everyone out there that's texting me like, oh my gosh, Joe, I can't believe you said that. I don't want to see two straight people make it out. If I'm at Disney on Ice, I don't want to see two straight people making out in the seats in front of me. There's nothing more uncomfortable than being at a sporting event. No, a concert, whatever. People are going to make out at a concert. Straight and gay people are going to make out at concerts. I'm not... But like when I'm at a baseball game, I'm at a hockey game, and the couple in front of you is making out the entire time. Like, yeah, I think everyone around you is uncomfortable. So that I want to make sure that you don't think I'm singling out one group. Like I said, I have nothing against whatever your lifestyle is. Live it. You get one life. I've never been anyone to judge who you love. You love who you love. However, I still stand by what I said last segment. I'm just adding to it that straight people making out for long periods of time, that also makes people uncomfortable. Like the PDA, it's not a college party, okay? Like I have been on this show, I've talked about how much I dislike the either fake or just really awkward in-stadium proposal. Now, most of the time, these are fake. They're already engaged, right? It's awkward. And, like, I hate to be mean. No one cares. No one cares that you're getting... Like, it's great. Congratulations. But the random guy who's there with his friends does not care that you decided, you know, the AFC divisional round, you were going to get engaged because you have a connection at the stadium in the corner of the end zone. I'm just saying. Like, it goes both ways. I think there is an acceptable level of PDA, no matter who you love, who you like. I think there's another where it's like, okay, did you come here for the game? Did you come here for the show? Or did you come here because you have someone else at home and don't want to know you're making out with this person? Oh, man. That's always, you know, you find out, like, oh, my gosh, can you believe so-and-so was cheating on so-and-so? Oh, really? How did they discover it? Oh, well, her friend was at the such-and-such concert and saw him there with another girl. Oh, my gosh. You think that stuff's played up for movies? And then it actually happens in real life. You're like, oh my God, there are actually people who are that stupid. So moving on. By the way, like Tom Puckett said, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Niagara County until 2:45. So this includes torrential rainfall and could lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicles through flooded roadways. So up in Niagara County, severe thunderstorm warning until 2:45. Just be careful out there. We've had some storms nationwide. It's interesting. When I was on in St. Louis Wednesday, we had to start the show with a weather update. They were getting severe storms with hail. And then we've had our share of rain and storms the last few days and that wind that we got yesterday. And now we've got a tropical storm brewing up down in the Atlantic. It's just been storming everywhere. We've got some high pressure systems moving through the country. Now, today I learned, and I'm not sure how long this has been going on. I'm not sure if everyone else had known this. Wegmans has started selling the stadium seats from the old Highmark Stadium. And I could not imagine, you know, now I was offered, all season ticket holders were offered their tickets to have their seats. I just could not justify that price. Here's the story from Channel 2.
Bills history, now is your chance. The Bills and Wegmans are selling seats from the old Highmark Stadium. Fans can buy pairs of stadium seats or two-person benches at the Wegmans on McKinley Parkway in Hamburg while supplies last.
Well, we'll carry it until we sell out. So we know that the stadium, they're looking to get rid of everything by Monday. So really, the next inventory, you know, once we sell out of these, we'll be able to go back to the stadium and get some more. But by Monday, it'll be all gone. Well, this is definitely a unique item. This is not something that, you know, this is not something that comes up every day, obviously. We don't build a new stadium all the time. So to have something like this, to have a memento, it's just like, you know, we all remember the odd and you know, you see seats around Western New York from the old odd. And this is just another one of those great mementos from, you know, from the Bills Highmark Stadium.
Those seats will run shoppers almost $650. If you can't make it to the McKinley Parkway store, other Wegmans locations are selling seat backs and turf floor mats for just under $100.
You know what upsets me is that you can get the same price with your Shoppers Club card as season ticket holders were offered for their seats. I thought we were getting a discount. Anyway, anyone in this audience, have you gone, did you buy a seat at Wegmans? That's got to be a unique purchase. Number one, and no offense to Wegmans, I love Wegmans. Is anyone walking into Wegmans thinking they're going to spend $650? Like, is anyone on an impulse? Because I'll be honest, I bought a sweatshirt, a hoodie on impulse at Wegmans once because it was an $80 hoodie marked down to $29.99 with my Shoppers Club card. But, like, the stuff in that fan section, okay, you know, I might buy a hat. The hats are getting ridiculously expensive, but I might buy a hat. I just can't imagine. Hey, did you get the eggs and bacon for breakfast tomorrow? I did. Guess what else I got? You're not going to believe this. Not only did I get the eggs and bacon and a 30-pack that you sent me out for, I also got two Buffalo Bills Highmark Stadium seats. Oh my gosh, how much was that? $650. $650. Yeah, so how much did you spend at the store? $700. 30-pack, eggs, bacon, two seats from Highmark Stadium. You know, I have a seat back from the odd that I took when I broke in 2008. And I have to say, that seat back has not gone to good use. I thought by now, in my late 30s, I'd have some kind of shrine to the Buffalo Sabres and to the Buffalo Bills or to Buffalo sports in general. And I don't. And I don't. I just have a seat back. I'm not even sure where the seat back from the odd is. There's a good chance my someone doesn't like the fact that I refer to my wife as my significant other may have thrown it out. And I'd be very upset if my significant other threw out a seat back from the odd that I went and grabbed with my own hands out of the odd. But, you know, the fact that I didn't put that to use, I'm probably would not have put the Highmark Stadium seats to use. And the odd seat back was free. And these are $649.99. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I thought this would be a fun topic. I actually want to tie two topics I've been thinking about together, okay? My first one is, what was the biggest purchase you made that you didn't leave the house intending to make? 803-0930, star 930. I mean, hold on. Oh my gosh, sneeze right in the middle of the show. I mean, if you went out, say you were going out golfing, okay? And you came back home with a brand new car. Well, you did not go out to buy a new car. And instead, you drive a new car home. That's a big purchase that you did not leave the house intending to make. So that's number one. Number two, what's the most unique item you currently have in your house? For me, it might be the seat back from the odd. Actually, it might be that and also... It might also be, if you remember in 2006, McDonald's in Canada was selling replica mini sticks. Well, I guess they weren't replica. I guess they were replica. They were the mini sticks of like five of the best players in the NHL, but you could only get them at McDonald's in Canada with the purchase of a meal. So one day I took the 98 Ultima over the Peace Bridge and I went to like eight McDonald's in Canada to get, I think I got four of the five. Those are currently in my garage. I know exactly where those are. I would say that's probably unique 20 years after a McDonald's giveaway in Canada for someone in America to have four of the five collection. So I'd put that in the unique category. I'd put the seat back for the odd in the unique category. What is the most unique item in your house? That's number one. Number two, what's the biggest purchase that you made that you didn't leave the house intending to make? 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the program. It gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And anyone out there, go to Wegmans, see those seats and purchase them. I'd like to know if one person went there not intending to get the seats and walked away like, I got to put the seat down. Why? I bought these stadium seats inside Wegmans. I got to put the back seat down so I can get these seats in. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on to the program. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, we do have a few. One person said, I went to get the guitar strings and walked out with a $3,500. I'm guessing that's a guitar. See, guitar strings, I'm guessing, are what? Under $100, maybe $100. And then you spend $3,500. Another person says, I have a menu board from a beer stand at the Odd. See, that's cool. That stuff's cool. You know, I look inside the videos inside the Bill Stadium. Some people walked through the last remaining tunnel before they tear the rest of the stadium down. And I see stuff on the walls like that I think people would have probably bought. Like the section number. I'm talking about the plate, not the painted on part. You could have taken that. I would have made a bid for section 338. I spent so many seasons in that section. You know, and Brian was talking about the letters from the Wall of Fame. I don't know, but you could have at least made those available. I think it's interesting the stuff they didn't make available. That's what, just going to go into the rubble? Just go into the cleanup? Yeah, I was surprised. I really thought they would, like, anything. Like, hey, this is the ketchup dispenser from the final season at the old Highmark Stadium. Included is a sticker of authentication. Yeah, someone make a bid on that. 803-0930, star 930. Very interesting, though, if you're at Wegmans and you see, like, old Highmark Stadium seats for sale with the Shoppers Club sticker on it. A texter says, what Wegmans isn't saying is that the seats need a PSL of $500 for the right to buy them for $650. That's right. No, Wegmans wants that $500. Like I said, the most disappointed I am, I think it's cool and a great opportunity for Wegmans. I'm disappointed that the Wegmans Shoppers Club price is the same price as the season ticket holder. I thought I was getting a deal. A deal, I tell you. Texter says, Joe, I have a life-size mannequin of Cher in one of her gowns. It's quite the conversation piece. I could imagine so. Where would you get something like that? That's like when the store had the mannequin of Elaine in the window. I'll tell you where you want to find, like, unique items. It's not every time, but my gosh, you regularly go to the Goodwill. Every now and then, there are, like, you don't know if it's even worth the $10 at the Goodwill price, but as this texter says, it is a conversation piece. Like, regularly, you can find an old speaker system. Like, and I would love, I'm telling you right now, I'd get pushback at home, but I would love an old, like, 90s speaker system with the tuner, the cassette deck, and the CD deck. Three decks, and I'm talking the big, bulky stuff from the 90s. My parents used to have one. I wish they hadn't thrown it away because I would be setting it up in my house. It was this old silver tuner. Where, you know, it had like the big switches. You switched AM, FM, You switched stereo mono. You switched tuner auxiliary. And it had the volume button that, you know, turned it on and off. And when you turned it on, it would light up the tuner. And I'm talking about like a manual tuner with the silver knob on it. Oh, that thing was so cool. That's what I'm talking about. The main piece. And then on top of that tuner, you would put the cassette deck. Now, my parents did not have a CD deck, but then you would get the CD deck. I go to Goodwill all the time. Now, they have things that are very similar to that. Right? They'll have the 3-in-1, but it's all connected. Like, I want where I can connect, like, big old speakers behind my couch, and I can connect them to this tuner and cassette deck. Now, that would, A, be a conversation piece for sure. I also think in 2026, it'd be pretty unique to have a speaker system that probably debuted in 87. If not sooner. 803-0930-930. What was the biggest purchase you made that you didn't leave the house intending to make? And what's the most unique item you currently have in your home? 803-0930-930 gets you on the program. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. It's also Friday, so anything that I mentioned during the week that maybe you didn't like what I said, or you want to push back, or you want to revisit it, let's do so. 803-0930-930. Tell me what you'd like to revisit from earlier in the week, and we can do that as well.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
is the final segment of the week. Joe Beamer in for... No, it's me. This is my show. It's Joe Beamer in for Joe Beamer. What are we talking about here on News Radio 930 WBEN? I know the thunderstorm warning is in Niagara County, but my gosh, during this break, we have heard some thunder that is shaking the building, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, shaking the building here at the Odyssey Studios. So be careful out there. And again, the thunderstorm warning for Niagara County continues until 2:45. We're talking unintentional purchases. I mean, you left the house, you came back with a car. 803-0930, star 930. Also, what's the most unique thing in your house? Let's go to Earl in Akron. Hey, Earl.
Joe, so this is kind of a threefold situation. So I'm on vacation in Carmel, California. I was there the year before. And by the way, where I am, it's raining. I'm trying to drive the opposite direction to get out of the rain so it's not making so much noise on my windshield. So the year before I was in Carmel, my wife and I have a very Southwest-style home where I live, okay? So we go out there and we see kind of like interesting things that you might purchase and, you know, eh, this is right, this is too much money, I would never buy that sort of thing, right? So the following year, there was an item that I was going to buy the year before, and all of a sudden that particular day we were there, they were putting it in the very front window of their store, okay? It had been in the back, but now they're putting it prominently in the front window. So while my wife is prowling around looking at other things, I said, I'll take it. Right? And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. So my wife sees this thing and she goes, what's that? I said, I just bought it. She says, how much was it? And I said, you know, I didn't really ask. And she's like, are you out of your mind? And I said, it was either $360 or it was $3,600. And she just, you know the look you get when you deliver that kind of information to your wife, right?
Oh, of course.
So they're getting this thing all set and they're like, we're going to have to, it's a sculpture, okay? And I'll get to what it was about because we're going to have to go back to the days of the coyote and the roadrunner, okay? So it's called the Coyote Trickster. And it's this, it's a rendition of folk art from the Native American Indians from the Southwest, okay? So they're getting ready. I'm standing there with my charge card in my hand, and my hand's kind of trembling, and the woman says, oh, that'll be $360. When? I thought it might be $3,600 because that's what it was the year before. But they had it for so long, they had it discounted. So that was
a heck of a discount. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. So now this gets better. So the gentleman that designed this and signed it and made it, his name was Robert Shields, and he was a pantomime, one of those guys that kind of pretenders like a glass wall in front of you, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he used to be on the Red Skelton Show, which is dating me, which was a show back in, I don't know when I was a little kid. I'm 65 years old, and he was like one of the fledgling pantomimes that were on there. So as he retired, he got into this sculpting business and stuff and makes all these interesting little creatures, if you will, that are Native American folk art. So I have this sculpture piece, and it comes to my house, and there's these two gentlemen from Long Island, Brooklyn, speaking this broken, you know, slang New York language. And they go, what is this? And the guy takes it out, and he's just staring at it like, who the hell would buy something like this? And I said, it'll make sense. Bring it in the house. So he brings it in and he sets it down where we have this Southwestern theme. And I'm thinking this is like the beacon of my house. And they're just looking at it, shaking their head. And they go about their business. But the key story behind this is my wife became internet pen pal, whatever you want to call it, with this Robert Shields. And wound up buying some very interesting pieces of artwork that didn't ever get to the market because he was going to open a restaurant and had different items in there. But I probably own this outrageous 3-foot-tall, it sits in my dining room, Coyote Trickster, and he's the kind of guy that, like, he's got his coat opened up and he's selling wristwatches, but it looks very much like the coyote from the Roadrunner. And there's people out there listening that may know what I'm talking about, but it was... It was a purchase I was willing to spend the $3,600, but it was only $360, which made my day.
So in your eyes, you saved a ton of money. In your wife's eyes, she's like, what did you just buy? What's going on here?
Well, we had seen it the year before.
Right, right. Okay?
And we're like, yeah, this is really neat and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a lot of money. And then when I told her I bought it, she was just looking at me like, you know, she didn't know what to say. And, but all turned out well. $360, probably worth a lot more.
Still looks great in the house?
I'm sorry, sir?
Still looks great in the house?
Oh, yeah. Every day I see it. Looks great. Every once in a while, my miniature dachshund lifts his leg and pees on it.
So would you say not only was it an unintentional purchase, it was also a unique item that is in your house?
Yeah. And I expected to pay a lot more money and was pleasantly surprised for two reasons. One, I was actually willing to spend the money, but two, I didn't have to fight that battle with my wife.
Win-win, Earl. Win-win situation.
It was a win.
Hey, man, appreciate the call, and stay safe out there in the rain. Earl in Akron. Yeah, I had a similar experience when I explained the PSLs to my wife. When I said, yeah, I'm going to have to pay $1,500 in PSLs. She's like, well, what's a PSL? Oh, it's a personal seat license. Oh, you mean that's how much the seat's going to cost? No, I have to pay the PSL so then I can pay for the season tickets. That was a few days of conversation in the Beamer house. Then I told her, well, they have a payment plan. Like, I don't have to pay it all at once. It's still a topic of conversation. I just think it's ridiculous that you have to pay to pay. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, too. But I am a 37-year-old who has fear of missing out still to this day and do not want to miss out. So if that means I had to get the PSL so then I can have these tickets for 30 years... And, you know, in those 30 years, that includes, you know, bringing my son to games. And it's going to be a fun time. I know the look that Earl is talking about. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the program. It gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. On that Orchard Park, or that Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, we have someone says, Joe, keep checking your local B newspaper. They've seen the tiered stereo system that I was talking about. That would be cool to have. Again, I'm not sure if my wife will go for it, but it would just be something cool to have either to set up, you know, inside or like have something where you could set up the old speakers out on the patio. We have a covered patio. So there's that. Some of our listeners, most of our listeners, have the greatest memories. So if you remember, years ago, they reopened the market for the Green Bay Packers ownership. Okay, do you remember this? And Susan and Brian did a story on that being reopened. And I said, how cool would it be to own a part of an NFL franchise? So that morning, while Brian and I were on the air on our show, BMAZ and Beamer, I logged in and got in the lobby to buy a share of the Green Bay Packers. And I don't know if I don't think I got a share until after the show was over, so I didn't mention it on the air. And then, of course, the next day I told Brian. And Brian, you know, of course, I think we did a whole show about it. And it's funny you mention that, Texter, because we were doing some cleaning and we found the certificates. And I think I'd like to put them on display. Now, I am still holding true. If the Bills play the Packers in the Super Bowl, I will burn my certificate of Packers ownership. But I think we want to get some frames and, you know, put those things on display. But yes, that was an unintended purchase. I did not leave the house that day. And for me, $300 is a lot of money to spend in a day. I did not think I was going to be purchasing a share of an NFL franchise. But it is cool. It's cool to say. And, you know, I hadn't seen that certificate for like 2 years. And then we were cleaning out the drawer that it was in. And I said, oh my gosh, that's right. We got to put this on display. It's a cool, you know, going back to the person who has the Cher mannequin, it's a conversation piece, right? It's a conversation piece. My grandfather was a Packers fan. You know, I have no problem with the Packers as long as they're not playing the Bills. You know, they're a small market. Their stadium's literally built in the middle of a neighborhood. So I have no problem with the Packers. Again, as long as they're not playing the Bills, which they do play the Bills in Green Bay this year. That would be a fun road trip. 803-0930, star 930. Did anyone in the audience buy Highmark Stadium seats? I think we did have someone who called in like when they first went on sale to season ticket holders. But I wonder if anyone who has the seats, what do you think about Wegman selling them for the same price? I mean, I guess it's different. Those are your seats. You could say, well, these are the seats I sat in. But I wonder, because for me, it's like, I thought that was a sale price. But I didn't buy it either way. I didn't buy it from Wegmans. I didn't buy it on the website. So, like I said, I have the seat back from the odd that is sitting in a garage. So I don't know what the point of paying $650 for seats that probably would just sat in the garage. I don't have a place to put them on display in my current home, you know? So that's one problem. These storms now, the severe storm warning was supposed to expire at 2:45. But I'm telling you right now, those storms are here in Erie County. And but yeah, the severe thunderstorm warning has expired, but still be careful out there. Those that thunder, I'm telling you, during the break had me move a little away from the window here in the studio. Team USA is playing in about 9 minutes. They're playing Australia in Seattle. That game's over on Fox, and they could follow up their week one win with another win tonight, today. And then, I mean, whoever put this schedule together, just, you're the host country. You think the host country would have a favorable schedule for all time zones. But, you know, the first game's at 9, today's at 3, and then next week on Thursday's at 10 p.m. I realize they're playing out west, but 10 p.m. on a Thursday night? Luckily, I work in the afternoon, so I can enjoy the game. But for most of you, 10 p.m. on a Thursday night, it's difficult to stay up for. Let's be honest, right? Difficult to stay up for. This weekend, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, including my dad. Very happy Father's Day. But just because it's Father's Day doesn't mean Joe Beamer takes off Hardline. Joe Beamer takes Hardline off for Mother's Day so I can, you know, treat my wife to a nice Mother's Day morning, but not Father's Day. We will be here and highlighting the primary for NY23. Now, you heard from Congressman Nick Langworthy on this very program earlier in the week. There are two Democrats that are battling to take him on in the November general election, Aaron Giles and Kevin Stocker. Aaron has agreed to 10:06. If anyone knows Kevin Stocker out there, someone text him and say, hey, get back to Joe Beamer. He wants to have you on at 10:35 on Sunday. Hoping to highlight, we will be highlighting it. Hopefully we'll get Kevin on, and that will be hour one of Hardline. In hour number two, I'm going to play back our interviews with Pat Burke and Gary Dixon. That will be one segment. And then I spoke with former Senator Jim Talent this week on the Iran deal and his thoughts. Now, this was an interview conducted on Wednesday, but I still think it holds up. And I will be playing that interview back at 11:30 on Hardline. So in the first hour, highlighting NY23 Democratic primary. In hour two, revisiting our conversation with Gary Dixon and Pat Burke, and my interview with former Senator Jim Talent on Iran, the Iran deal. Now, again, lot of question marks as the Strait was blocked today, and the signing ceremony and the beginning of the discussions of this new 60-day of discussions was canceled. So I defer to my comments made on this program yesterday. That is the show for today. A very happy Juneteenth. Hope everyone has a great weekend. And go USA. Let's hope they can beat Australia and start 2-0 in the World Cup. Be pretty cool. Like I said, Hardline on Sunday. I'll be back here Monday at 1. And then on Tuesday, I'm in for David Bellavia at 9. So just giving you a little update there. Stay safe out there. It is pouring. And I was going to park under the building, Tanner, and I didn't. I was going to use the code and park under the building, but I was like, it's beautiful out here. Why would I do that? And now I've got to walk out into the rain. Anyway, don't touch that dial. Tom Barley is up next. Tanner, thank you so much. Enjoy your week off. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10 a.m. on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.